Now back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
We never talked. There was a time when there weren't enough words to say. We never touched. But I remember when I couldn't keep my hands away. The thrill is gone, there's no desire. Girl, we got to feed the fire. We got to get it on again. Work it out together.
Ringing a bell.
Learn to love again.
Like, from Winthrop, Mass. Yeah, from Winthrop. Dick and Don Adrizzi, the Adrizzi brothers.
Oh, the Adrizzi brothers.
Yep.
Yes,
yep.
Yes, yes.
The guys that wrote Never My Love for the Association. I mean, it's not a bad song. I don't know why they didn't take off, but, you know, just one of those mysteries in life. 8:32 is the time, 1-866-823-1077. And it is time now to talk turkey because, well, the spring turkey season.
Tis the season.
Well, yeah, and yes, it doesn't start until May 1st. However, we have the youth turkey hunt taking place this weekend. And tell us more about it because she's forgotten more about the stuff than we'll ever know. Allison Keating is on with us from Keene Fish and Game. And are you like the Ted's replacement?
Yes.
Ooh. Big shoes, big shoes.
Absolutely.
Man, I mean, talk about forgetting more about turkeys than most of us will ever know. That would be him.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
So, yeah, youth Turkey Weekend starts this weekend.
Yes, it does.
And how are we looking? I keep hearing the number. We've got about 40,000. I swear to God we have more than that in the state, but it seems like they're everywhere.
They are doing well, and the last estimates were somewhere between 40,000-45,000 statewide. And we had a relatively mild winter and lots of mast out in the woods for them to feed on over winter. So I think we're looking pretty good going into the spring season this year.
How long can they eat those acorns? I mean, yeah, and I've been in some places lately. It's like still a carpet of acorns.
Yeah. Yeah, there's still a lot on the landscape, and from hunters I've heard from so far who have done a lot of scouting, they're not seeing the turkeys out in the fields as much this spring, and that's likely because there's so much hard mast still available in the woods for them to eat. So you might have to walk a little further out into the woods to find them this year.
The mast doesn't rot? I mean, it can just, it still tastes good?
Eventually, but it's still, last year's crop would still be edible this spring.
Oh, I'm just surprised. I would have thought the tannic acid in it, you know, got acidier as time went on.
Possibly. Mm. Yeah. But it's spring, and, you know, other food sources are going to be coming available soon. Dandelions are coming up already, and grass is starting to grow, so seeds and insects and other things are becoming available for them to eat as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, when do they shift from mast to other stuff?
Seasonally, depends on the how the weather's progressing, and earlier we have a spring, and the sooner that food becomes available, then they'll start taking advantage of it as soon as it's available.
Oh, okay. How about when do they have their first, when is their first brood?
So we're in the breeding season now, and there's breeding taking place already. There is nesting already occurring.
Wow.
And Yeah, it's a little bit early this year, but typically from the data that we have, thanks to Ted, we know that the hatch typically occurs end of May or early June. So we would expect to see some poults on the landscape by early June.
Well, yeah, but there's still snowmobiling in Pittsburgh. Hello.
Not this year.
Yeah. Yeah,
this whole coronavirus is throwing a twist in everything.
Holy moly. No, we just talked to one of the guys from Capitol Well, and he said, yeah, there's still snowmobiling up in the North Country. So is not going to kind of slow things up?
There's a big difference in climate between the north country and the southern part of the state.
Yeah, always.
And there's a big difference in the habitat and the number of birds from the northern to the southern parts of the state. So absolutely.
And if you have not seen the mating rituals that go on between the hen and the males, turkeys, I'm telling you, even if you're not hunting, fun to get in the woods and watch. Because you'll hear that, you know, you do a little clucking or you take a shot gobble or whatever. And there's the Tom.
Yep.
There's the Tom. He's walking around like, that's right. That's right. You like this, huh?
How am I?
But and he's doing that Joey Tribbiani thing from Friends, like, hey, how you doing?
Exactly. Yes.
But he's not really. Many times he won't go to the hen. He's sitting back in a strutting zone and he's just walking back and forth, going, no, you come here.
You'll see a few toms strutting in full display, kind of strutting back and forth, and one hen, and she decides which one she wants.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And if there's any question about whether or not the women are in control, go in the woods and watch this unfold.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If she's not interested, it's not happening.
And I have watched, we've had decoys out, and calling. It's like, okay.
Yep.
And here comes the Tom. Like, yeah, okay, come on, baby. Come on. And it's 60, 70 yards out. I can see it. It's like, all right, fine. But then off to my right, all of a sudden, a real hen starts clucking. Man, he turns on a dime and is going for her. And I'm like, what? But if you're out hunting and all of a sudden you've got 2-3 hens in front of you and they're gobbling, that's the best decoy you're ever going to get.
Oh, yeah.
You got the real deal right there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's fun to watch. And for those who haven't been out to watch some of the dynamics with the turkeys, it's kind of a blast.
Yeah, you know, and whether you're a turkey hunter or not, a lot of people just really love watching turkeys. And the department has the winter flock survey that they have online and the summer brood survey that they do over the summertime. And previously we've added some questions to those surveys to find out, you know, about the people who are participating in those surveys. And it came back like 99% of the people were just interested in watching turkeys. They liked seeing them.
Were you getting good response to the flock survey?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Absolutely.
That's
great. That data is very helpful.
Well, and like you, you know, I want to see fish and game appeal to more than just hunters.
Yeah. You know, people have interest in wildlife for lots of different reasons.
Yep.
But, you know, we do have, like you mentioned, the youth season coming up this weekend. And that's April 25th and 26th, so that's a great opportunity for the adults to get the kids out there. And then May 1st, we have the regular spring season starting, and that runs through the whole month of May. So there's some good opportunity to get out and participate in turkey hunting this year. But we also, you know, want the hunters out there to just be a little more cautious this year because of everything that's going on. There is an increase in outdoor recreation in general. More people, you know, going out for walks, going for hikes and things like that. So just be aware that there's more people out on the landscape this year. So, you know, anyone who's gone through hunter safety, they know one of the things they push is to know your target and beyond.
Yep.
And this year, you know, more than ever, that's important, is to know your surroundings.
And if you don't know the difference between a tom turkey and a black Labrador retriever, you shouldn't be in the woods anyway.
You might want to take hunter ed again.
Yeah, right. Start from scratch.
Now, we have this wonderful mentoring program now too. I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
Yes.
This would have been our fifth year if we didn't have to cancel because of the coronavirus.
Wow.
But we've put, I think, about 170 people through the mentoring program in the first 4 years. So it's a partnership between New Hampshire Fish and Game and the National Wild Turkey Federation, and people who sign up for the classes come and they learn everything you need to know about turkey hunting, and they get assigned to a mentor, and they go out on a one-day mentored turkey hunt. So that's a great opportunity that hopefully next year we'll be able to offer again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember Carter Heath was turned me on to that.
Yes.
He's real big. Yeah, he was mentoring too. So.
Yep.
Let's see. You can take. No, let me back up. I'm getting ahead of myself. You can take two turkeys in the spring hunt, but if you do, now I'm talking May 1st, not the youth weekend. I'm talking May 1st through the month of May. But if you take to the two turkeys in May, you can't do anything in the fall, correct?
You forfeit your tag in the fall, correct. So that change took effect last year in 2019. So you can take two bearded birds in the spring. One bird can come from any of the wildlife management units, and another bird can come from only limited wildlife management units in the more southern part of the state. It's not statewide. It is restricted to certain wildlife management units where the turkey population is more abundant.
There was a proposed bill in the legislature allowing youth to use 410s for turkey. Can they do it, or is that still up in the air?
No, not this year. That is not going to go into effect this year. It's something the department is discussing and looking into for the rulemaking process. Unfortunately, again, because of the whole coronavirus, we weren't able to hold our public hearings and get public input on the rulemaking process this spring. So all of that is on hold right now.
Okay. I know some people saw it. I just didn't want them running out with a 410.
Right. No, it's not official this year. But what is a big change for this year is the registration process.
Right.
And we put out a press release last week. There will be another one going out this week and another one again when the regular season opens, trying to get the word out that, traditionally, when you shoot a turkey, by law, you have to register it within 24 hours. And the only way you could register it was to go to a physical registration station, which a lot of times is your local corner store. But this year, with the coronavirus going on, some of those stores aren't even open. Some of them are open, but they're limiting the services that they're able to provide at this time. And so we looked into alternative ways for people to be able to register their birds and have developed an online registration system for this spring season only. So we wanted to get the word out about that. So hunters have the option, if their local registration station is open, they can still go there, or they can also register it online.
And just go to the Fish and Game website?
Yes.
Okay.
So from the wildnh.com, you can find a list of all of the registration stations around the state, and there's about 40 of them that are still going to be open. But we do, it's a fluid situation, and it's changing day to day. So we do recommend that hunters either call their local check station and make sure that, one, they're going to be open, and if they are going to be open, that they're still going to be registering birds this spring. And so you can find the registration information on our website, and you can also get to the link for the online registration through our website as well.
Got news for you. If me or my kid drops a 23-pound turkey with a 10-inch beard and inch-and-a-half spurs, I'm not
that
registering
not
online. I want bragging rights. We're going to a store. I want that sucker seen, you know?
Last year, the heaviest bird registered, and it was at a physical registration station because we didn't have the online thing last year, so the heaviest bird last year checked in was 28 pounds.
Ooh.
So,
yeah, see, I'm not checking in that electronic. I want people to see that and go, ooh, come on.
Yes. You want that on the local store's Facebook page.
Oh, man, the local stores want that, too. I mean, that's... But I would love to see some youth hunter do that this coming weekend. I'd love to see him
get a 24. Absolutely.
And I've been at some of the checking stations I've been around over the years, and when you see the young hunters come in, the smiles, holy moly! I mean, it's like floodlights. They're just that bright, and they will tell everybody that story over and over, and that's their moment. And I just think that's so cool.
It is. It's a great thing to see. It is. We ran some numbers and last week, and we have a slight uptick in the sale of turkey tags for both adults and youth already.
Good.
So, you know, with the kids doing online learning now, there may be some more flexibility for adults to get the kids out in turkey hunt this spring. So that would be a good thing to see, as long as everybody's staying safe, maintaining their social distancing, and, you know, hunting with members of their own family. So we still got to keep this coronavirus in mind. And
yeah,
to watch the news this morning. I don't know if it's peaked in New Hampshire yet or not.
I don't know. You hear it's going to, it is, it could, it should, I don't know. We try to monitor, but, yeah, and the good thing about turkey hunting is I don't want you with me. Go away. I don't want you within 6 feet of me.
Right.
But just be careful, because, you know, if people are going to be calling. Mm-hmm. Don't be walking through the woods responding to a call. Don't be doing that.
Right.
So,
yep.
Now, do you hunt, or are you just the biologist?
I do. I grew up in New Hampshire hunting and fishing with my family. Yep. And been turkey hunting since about 2000 here in New Hampshire.
And how you doing? How's your batting average?
It was good at first, but past few years, not so good.
Yeah. But, boy, I'll tell you, it's like golf. It's like fishing. It's like anything else. Frustrating. The year before, I was sitting there opening morning. And I'm calling, and all of a sudden I hear, ooh, here you go. Oh, it's a hen. I don't want a hen. Then it was another hen. They were within 15 yards of me, and they're scratching, and I'm like, yeah. Where's your boyfriend? I've got live decoys in front of me. Nothing.
And it does require patience.
Oh, yeah, and that's not one of my virtues some days. but it's still fun to watch because you realize – okay, they're within 15 yards of me, and I must have done my thing right because I'm not spooking them. So the last thing I want to do is spook them now. Mm-hmm. So you just sit there and you get to be an Allison, you get to be a biologist, you get to watch some of their mannerisms.
Behavior. It's so fun to watch. Yeah. No, I have two daughters who started turkey hunting a few years ago and have yet to get their first birds, so that's our goal this year. But like you said, you know, we've been out and they've seen the birds, they've heard them gobbled, we've called them in, they just haven't had that opportunity to squeeze the trigger yet. So, but they're just as excited to see them and hear them, you know, getting out there each spring. So,
we'll see what happens this year. And for first timers, second timers, third timers, when you're out there, opening morning, second morning, third morning, I don't care when it is. But you're out there in the dark, and then all of a sudden, when they get out, they leave, they're calling from the rooster, they hit the ground, and there's that call. You're like, whoa. It is just the neatest thing to hear.
It is. It makes me smile.
Well, I don't blame you. You're in the right place. Well, look, Allison, I hope it is a good spring turkey hunt for the youth coming up this weekend, and then for the big kids. Starting on next Friday on May 1st.
And are you going to get out, Peter?
Yeah, I had a couple of friends call and say, hey, you know, you want to come up? And yeah, obviously I'm here Monday through Friday. But yeah, the weekend, the only problem is I hate dragging my butt out of the bed on the weekend.
It's a little tough, yeah.
Yeah, that's the tough part. But I'm planning on getting out. So we'll compare notes down the road.
That would be wonderful.
Allison, call anytime.
Okay.
You have a good one.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Allison Keating, turkey project leader for the New Hampshire Fish and Game Department. She took over from Ted Walski, who's been doing it since turkeys came to New Hampshire in like 1977. No, I'm serious.
With the Mayflower.
When they were they were reintroduced in 77 because they were gone from the state, and they were reintroduced from Vermont. And Ted Walski has been the guy. Like forever. And Ted, finally retired, I guess. And so Allison gets to fill the shoes of Ted Walski, which is a tough gig, but she sounds like she's on it and she's going to do it. And she hunts, which I like.
Well, yeah, so hello.
That's
good. She's
got And the two girls, and you know, Mama wants her girls to
grow up
did.
Yep, that's all right. That's
I love
a good thing.
Love seeing that. 8:51 is the time. Taking a break. Back with more.